Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and, of course, good spirits. As always, we try to bring you a show that is going to enlighten your minds, your hearts, and hopefully touch your souls in the sense that we're giving you information that is useful and we are not wasting your time. Again, all of the things that we talk about on the Zurian Show are the views and opinions of Zurian and our guests. However, you don't have to agree with it, you just need to listen. And why do you need to listen? Because God gave us what? Two ears and one mouth. Why? Because we needed to take in more information than we give. And any time that we get on the phone, usually, or on the show, we're trying to give you more information than you definitely have. Today we have a special guest and a special treat. We have a gentleman that owns Designer Fitness. Designer Fitness is a fitness and wellness center out of the Virginia area. And the owner, founder of this great establishment, is the person that's going to be talking with us today. And his name is Tony Lewis. Tony Lewis, again, owns Designer Fitness. He has been in the fitness profession, or fitness and health profession, for over 18 years. And this man is definitely a very strong individual in his beliefs, not only on fitness, but also his beliefs on the body, the mind, and the soul, and how they all should become one as we go to improve our lives and work on the things that we need to work on. Today we're going to talk about gluten sensitivity. It's a spectrum of disorder. And basically he's going to touch on all of the different areas and things that, of course, most of us don't know because most of us just don't get that type of information. Again, Tony, again, has more than 18 years in the health and fitness arena and industry, including working with large and small groups and fitness centers. He also is certified by the CHEK Institute, and he is a certified corrective exercise coach as well as a holistic lifestyle coach. Again, this gentleman knows what he's talking about, and I would beg all of you to please listen, along with his other many accolades, certifications, and his personal professional experience. And again, with no other further ado, I'm going to go ahead and put Tony on. Tony, are you ready?
Hey, Z, what's happening, man? I'm here.
Hey, nothing's going on. We're just definitely blessed to have the opportunity to have you on the show today and to have you share some of the knowledge and actually just kind of bring us up to speed on this whole subject, because I know it's something that's very near and dear to your heart in the sense of, you know, health and wellness and making people aware.
Yeah, that's right. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on, man. I tell you, it's my pleasure and my honor to be here this afternoon to talk to you and your listeners, man, because this is something that is important. It's something that we need to make sure that people understand it. You know, most of the time when people talk about gluten, they often refer to celiac disease, and there is a difference between the two. So therefore, I try to always make sure that people understand that there is a difference between the two, because gluten insensitivities or food allergies or food insensitivities, whatever you want to call it or whichever way you want to look at it, it's something that's affecting a lot of people, and I think a lot of people need to understand the difference.
Okay. When you talk about it, I know you're going to talk about the different diseases that occur from it. Could you give us a little bit more of a definition as to what it is as a whole?
Well, what gluten actually is, it's a protein from wheat. It's not only in wheat, it's in rye, it's in barley. It's something that has been around, and I know a lot of people are saying wheat, you know, we hear this, and I won't call any certain restaurant chains out, but I thought, and this is what I get from my clients all the time, I thought I was eating healthier because I was eating the same way that Jared ate, and I was losing weight. Well, it's funny that, you know, I think the good Lord has a sense of humor because he put the studio right next door to a Subway. and I see people go in and out every day, and you're laughing because you know where I'm at, but I see people go in and out every day, and they're eating food that they consider healthy when technically it's better than some places, but if you're hungry and you eat something by, let's say, 12 or 1 o'clock, and by 3 o'clock you're sitting at your desk and you feel tired and you feel sluggish, that means that your body is having a reaction to the food that you just ate. And most of the time when you've had a sandwich and you've had it from the place that I said I wasn't going to call, it slipped out. I'm sure they'll forgive me. They're much bigger than I am. But that bread is actually what's causing the issue. That's a food intolerance. So your body is reacting to that wheat or that rye or that barley or whatever you had. But to make a long story short, gluten is a protein from wheat.
Okay. You know, I was always under the impression that, like perfect example, Thanksgiving. You know, most people get a lot of bread, a lot of stuff like that they eat around Thanksgiving, along with the turkey and the stuffing and all of that stuff. And I was always under the impression that was the fact that, you know, your body had to pull extra enzymes away from you, and that's what made you tired.
Well, that could be true. I mean, we're not disputing that at all, but here's the thing that I always get from people is turkey has tryptophan, and tryptophan makes you sleepy. Well, I myself personally, and this is not only the view and opinion of me, but a lot of experts in the health and wellness field, that tryptophan is not what's making you sleepy. It's actually the gluten in the food that's the you know, you had the dinner rolls, you had the stuffing, you've had the things that actually contain gluten, and now you're sitting there, you're looking at the Cowboys beat the Redskins or whoever the football team is that you like. I'm a Cowboy fan myself, but you know, I hope that nobody holds that against me. But you're looking at a football game, and you can't even make it to halftime. So it's more likely it's the bread, the rolls, the things that you're, you know, having the reaction to, and it's actually making you tired, it's making you sluggish, it's making you sleepy, and that's what you know most people. And the fields in health and wellness are finding out that more people are affected by gluten than almost anything else out there when it comes to food intolerance. Now, of course, you have some dairy issues, you have some soy issues, which, you know, that's a whole nother show. But gluten is one of the ones that I think is a huge problem for most people, you know, especially in the African-American community. Because in the African-American community, there's 60% of all African Americans have a gluten intolerance and don't know it.
Wow.
60%. And then white skinned people of Caucasian color, about 40%. But if you go to your local doctor and say, "Hey doc, you know, I was listening to the show and Tony Lewis said I have a gluten, you know, gluten could be bad for me," your doctor said, "Well, gluten only affects you if you have celiac disease." When that's not necessarily true. Because if you walk into any major food chain right now, whether it's Wegmans or whether it's one of the, you know, the higher end grocery stores like a Whole Foods, you'll see they've dedicated a whole aisle now to gluten free foods.
Yes,
so it has to be something. It has to be something more to it than just celiac disease. Because when they first tested it and they thought, okay, maybe it's an intestinal issue, it's something that, you know, it's a gut issue. Because we know it can also cause you to have belly, to you know, what we call leaky gut syndrome as well.
Okay.
But now we also know that it because, you know, when I was in school, kids didn't have ADD. Kids didn't have all of these problems that they have with learning disabilities and disorders. And you know, and we're looking at that now and thinking it has a lot to do with gluten.
Wow. So what are the signs that somebody may be suffering from something like celiac disease or the
gluten issue? Well, again, just being, you know, food is supposed to make you feel energetic. Food is supposed to give you energy. Food is supposed to make you, you know, after you eat a good meal, you're not supposed to feel bloated. You're not supposed to feel tired. You're not supposed to feel sluggish. I always say if you eat a meal, and within 30 to 40 minutes after eating that meal, in some cases it could be longer, it could be a little bit shorter, and you feel exhausted and you feel sleepy or overwhelmed, it's probably because of the food that you ate. And most of the time it has to do with gluten.
Okay.
And it could be some sugar as well, but gluten has a big part to do with that.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. And does this pertain to, are there a lot of different foods? I think I was reading something once where they were talking about, again, with like celiac disease, they were saying that you can be intolerant to the proteins in wheat, rye, barley, bread, pasta, and I think like cold cuts from your sandwich and some salad dressings, even beer.
Sure, yeah, because remember, beer is made with wheat. Even some meats, some lunch meats may contain gluten. I mean, it can have, remember, it's only a small portion of the wheat protein. And again, you have to remember, wheat in this country now is sprayed with a lot of different chemicals. Now, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, they didn't have, you know, the problem that they're having now with pesticides and spraying, you know, fields that they have now.
Right.
And a lot of that could be actually coming from that, you know, from that same very issue. But, yeah, to answer your question, you know, is some lunch meat can even contain gluten as well. Some meats, yeah. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Wow. And that
but
could
certainly
also,
it can show up.
From gluten disease, that could also affect your ability to bring, like, calcium and stuff into your body. Is that true?
It could do that. Absolutely, it could. But again, my fight and my axe to grind in this battle, I guess to say, is that how it affects people, and people are misdiagnosed. People don't know. And for instance, in my studio, I have people come in, and it's funny because I just had a sister come in the other day, and she said, "I want to lose this," and I'm like, "What? I want to lose this?" She's pointing to her belly button. And she says, you know, I'm doing 100 crunches a week, maybe more, and I'm drinking water and I'm exercising, but I just can't seem to lose this. And I'm like, well, what's your diet? And one of the things I always tell people, if your abdominal region, you have that soft, puffy feel, like it's almost like a pillow. It's probably retaining water, because that's one of the signs too, and one of the symptoms you asked earlier. Is your body could give your body that effect of being puffy.
Okay.
So now you're thinking, okay, you know, why can't I get this six-pack that I used to have? And remember, when we were younger, our intolerance maybe have been a little bit different to it. Now that we get older, you know, and I'm not saying that's the only reason, but now that we're getting a little bit older, the food has a different reaction to us. So now we're looking at something that, you know, 10, 15 years ago when I was 18, it probably didn't bother me as much. Now that I'm 47, food affects me a whole totally different way.
Wow. So as the Northern Virginia Premier Wellness Center, which you are, or Fitness Center for Wellness in this area, because you service what, Gainesville, Haymarket, Bristow?
Gainesville, Haymarket, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland. I even have clients out as far as up in Delaware, you know, that, you know, obviously we'll go out to anywhere to do any type of in-home. But for the most part, my nutritional counseling, people can just call me directly. And I don't have to sit in a room with them. I can do nutritional counseling via phone or Skype or however it works best for that client. We just want people to know that, you know, we're just a phone call away or email away. And we can just we can help them with whatever that food. And I want to say this too, gluten may not affect everyone.
Right.
It may not be you. It may not be the person, one of your callers or somebody who's listening. You know, remember I said 60% of people. That still leaves a 40% chance that that's not you. But if you're one of your listeners who has said, you know, I've tried everything, and I just can't, you know, get this little puffy midsection away, or I feel a little bit more bloated, or I'm sitting at my desk at 3 o'clock after, you know, at work, and I'm counting down the seconds because I'm ready to go home, I'm exhausted, I want to go take a nap before I pick the kids up. Well, your body is not designed to actually do that. Now, yeah, there's some circadian health issues that some people may have with cortisone, you know, cortisone levels are high because of stress, which is probably the next show that we'll do, because that's a major problem for most people as well. But gluten is one of those things that people, you know, people may have at lunchtime, and by 2 or 3 o'clock, it's really, you feel the effect from it.
Wow. I didn't know that. And So you said that the different ways that you help people is they come to your studio, you also talk to them, you also do other type of in-home training and counseling for individuals with their overall fitness and wellness. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, we obviously our bread and butter is people coming into the studio and seeing us face-to-face. And then they're hiring us as well as to work with them on diet and weight loss. But, you know, we do have a large group of people who I've never actually shook their hand. I see them over Skype. I hear their voices. They call me once a week or once every other week, and we talk about, you know, their nutritional coaching and how we can help them feel better. And that's certainly one option for people. And actually, it's a little less expensive if you do that. If I ever shake your hand, certainly it's not the same as, you know, me seeing you every day. So that's certainly an option for people. Yeah.
Understand. Well, that's pretty awesome. Plus that I know that even though you're an independent business, you know, you're competing with the big boys, except your hours seem to be extremely flexible. I mean, you're in there at, like, what, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning? Every morning,
yeah,
through Friday?
Yeah, one of my trainers, he's actually here as early as 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning for clients. And myself, you know, you mentioned it earlier about me doing this 18 years. Actually, I've been doing it 21 years. So I kind of don't take the early morning clientele anymore. But, yeah, I'm always available to set up consultations via phone or Skype. And sometimes, you know, with people being on the West Coast, it's a different time zone, and I have to, you know, adjust to the client's convenience to make sure I can talk to them. But, yeah, we will make sure that we do that. And for all of our, you know, your listeners as well, we've done some stuff with a lot of truck drivers, a lot of people who – our guys who are sedentary, they sit, they drive all day, they listen to XM Radio. We do a few things on XM Radio as well where we try to work with people, and they're always moving, and they can only get to a phone or a computer at a certain time. So we're available at any time.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Matter of fact, last week, I was actually in Chicago at a big motorcycle event, and I got to admit, probably about 75% of those people are probably suffering in one way or another from what we're talking about right now. So you may say 65%, but I'll put it to you that in that large motorcycle community, and there was probably about 3,000 people there, I could see that this would probably be the case for a lot of them. Matter of fact, I was looking at some of the pictures going, wow, now I can put more of a name to the face of what I was seeing.
Sure, sure. And again, like I said, it's not only a disease or issue for African Americans. It's for, you know, Caucasian people. It's for Hispanic people. And it's something that, again, you know, when they first looked at this gluten issue years ago, they thought, okay, it's a gut. It's an intestinal issue, something that affects bad bacteria, good bacteria in the gut. Now we're seeing... because the only thing they did then is they tested for a gut issue. But now if you look at some of the top experts in the field, they're looking at it the same way I'm looking at it and saying, okay, now it's also a brain issue. Because some people have brain fog. Some people, you know, can't focus, can't concentrate. And this is why we're seeing it happening in so many children, because they're constantly getting nuggets. Breaded nuggets, they're getting biscuits, they're getting cookies, they're getting all of these things that's just completely not only loaded with sugar, but it's loaded with gluten as well. And this food intolerance, this sensitivity, this issue with food is actually causing a lot of children and adults to not be able to focus. And meanwhile, you go to your doctor, and by all means, I want to make it very clear, I'm not downplaying the importance of doctors, because I believe doctors are important. But my theory is, let's not just put a Band-Aid on a problem. Let's fix the problem and find out what the problem really is. Because if you go
have more
into
of a holistic approach to it over than what most people want, which is just a drug.
Exactly. Because if you go into a doctor and he says, okay, he has ADD or he has a depression or whatever it is, let's just give him the medication to fix depression. Okay, well, instead of just putting a Band-Aid on and say, okay, let's calm down the depression. And I want to be very sensitive, because I do know there's people, some of your listeners may have that issue. But we just don't want to put a Band-Aid on something if we can actually find out what the root cause is and try to prevent it and cure it altogether.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, because the fact is that we're covering up something with a drug that's going to basically make us think that it's gone, but it's still there. We're only compounding it or doing more damage. I mean, to put it as simple as possible, you know, I went to a meeting today, and the gentleman was talking about how everybody likes to use composite materials, you know, inside their house. And the guy was basically saying, yeah, those composite materials are fine. However, let's say you took a composite material and replaced something that used to be wood. Well, when that wood went bad, you know, that was an indication that there was something that caused that wood to go bad. Well, now if you don't have that wood there to see that that thing's going bad, now you may end up with a lot bigger problem, which is what I believe you're saying too.
Exactly. Absolutely. And it's a problem where most people don't know. They don't know what's causing the problem, and they just try to get that one little quick fix or just try to put a Band-Aid on it. And most of the time, it's just going to suppress the problem and keep the problem there. You just put a Band-Aid on it. Let's just try to fix the problem and figure out what caused it. But, you know, again, you know, it's a weight issue. It's an asthma issue. It's a headache issue. It's a being able to focus issue. It's a big issue that you know, a lot of people are suffering with and dealing with it, but they just really never figure maybe it's the food that's causing me to feel this way.
It's very true, and a lot of us have really bad overall eating habits because our parents ate this or our grandparents ate this or what have you. So it's on a total re-education for most people.
Right. And again, you hit the nail on the head. You know, food has changed more in the last 50 years than it has in the last 10,000 years. Because now when you walk into a grocery store, the average grocery store have 47,000 to 53,000 items on the shelf.
Right.
A lot of those items are either high-end sugar or high-end processed foods. So, you know, nothing's natural anymore. Even though a lot of manufacturers now try to make that appearance that it's natural, because if you walk into any grocery store now, you'll always see the farm with the backdrop with a cow in a field or whatever. And you know just as well as I know that food never even, you know, didn't come nowhere from a farm whatsoever. It's manufactured.
Right.
And it's just not the same quality of food. And I instruct my clients and my patients to always try to be as natural as you possibly can. And there's a lot of options out there because I'm not one who want to put all of my clients on just eating grapes and lettuce and say, okay, you're on a diet, because that's a dirty little word in our business, diet, because there one size fit all, it doesn't work for everyone. So we have to diagnose and find out what works for you, because like I said, you may not have a gluten issue. It could be dairy. And if you're a woman, especially if you're African-American woman, it could be soy. And that's a big misnomer that soy is a health food. Soy is not a health food. And people in Asia do not. One of the biggest myths I've heard probably in the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, people in Asia, Japanese people, Asian people, whatever, you know, they don't eat more soy than we do. And certainly if they do, it's not the same quality of soy, because they don't have that little problem that we have in this country. They don't have that Monsanto problem. If any of your viewers or listeners know who Monsanto is they don't have that issue, because soybeans in this country is genetically modified. And now if you walk into, I think, and don't quote me on this, I heard the other day that most 93 to 97% of all corn in the United States now, it comes from a genetically modified plant.
I believe they just had a guy not too long ago that said that they took his corn. As a matter of fact, it might be the same article. They said that some people just came, took some samples of his corn, and now they're genetically making it.
Sure.
I saw that on the news last week sometime.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And it wasn't on the news. It was in an article that I read, because I found out, too, that basically, and I guess everybody needs to hear this, too, what you see on the news isn't news. What you search for in the news is news.
Exactly. I mean, look at it. When we were growing up, and I think you and I are right around the same age. We're both young men. But No kids were allergic to peanut butter when I was in high school, or when I was in college, or when I was in middle school or elementary school. Now you can't even go near a classroom with peanut butter or any peanut products because children are having allergic reactions to it.
Yeah.
So is it the peanut, or is it something that they're putting in the food or spraying on the food now?
Or is it
and
the
for
fact,
the most part, that's what's affecting us.
Or is it the fact that we get so much unnatural stuff that
mm-hmm.
now we've become allergic to what's good for us? It's an interesting concept. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, a real peanut is probably not even a real peanut anymore. It's probably just, you know, something somebody created in a lab and they grew it in something, and now they've learned how to split it and make tons and tons of seeds from it, and now they're selling that and calling it peanuts. So yeah, you know, you have a very good, valid point there.
I have a question for you. I let's go backwards. Let's say
okay. Get
the lady, like let's say the lady that came into your studio, came into Designer mm-hmm. Fitness and Wellness Center and said, okay, I need to lose this. What's
mm-hmm.
the first thing that you would do to try to help that person and the callers or anybody that's listening to the show either now or later on? Once they contact you, what would be one of the first things that you would do with them to start getting them on that program, knowing that they need to stay with you over a certain amount of time so that we can actually reap the benefits that they're looking for?
Sure. One of the things I do is I'll do a pretty good health history background check to see who you are, what you are, and what you do. I always say, as you probably remember, you are what you eat, you are when you eat, and what you eat is very important. So if I can find out what you're used to now and what you've been doing, it tells me a little bit more how to diagnose and shake down and look at the problem. Because some people, and hear me when I say this, some people are eating what they think is healthy, but really they're not. Because I can tell you, if you're eating sugar-free, fat-free, remember, sugar-free normally means they just added more crap to it to make it taste better.
Another chemical.
And I always... Yeah, other chemicals. And if it's light, or, you know, here's the one that always gets me. Light, you know, you have light mayonnaise. Most of the time that means they just, you know, it's just light in color. It doesn't mean it's light in anything else. So they've added actually more stuff in it or taken some of the good stuff out of it. So I start with that. To answer your question, I start with that to see what you're currently doing, what you're eating. If you're African-American male, and I stress this because I am an African-American man, I look at what, you know, and this is going to trip some people out. I am not a microwave guy. I do not eat anything that comes from a microwave or put in a microwave. Matter of fact, we put the mail in the microwave in my house. Because I know if I'm going to eat healthy food and I'm going to eat green and real food, what sense does it make to zap that food with radiation? And that's what I look at. I look at how much food, what you're eating, how you're preparing it. Are you cooking it the right way? Are you overcooking it? Because if it is good food and you're cooking all the nutrients out of it, then maybe you shouldn't cook it as much. I'm not, you know, into raw foods that much, even though I do have some clients who I recommend that they do go on a raw food diet.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some clients that I do recommend that. I am a meat and potato guy myself. So I want to make sure that you're eating 100% grass-fed organic meats. If it's grass-fed, that's a good quality of meat. I'm not a person who's going to eat. Cows are not supposed to eat grains.
Right.
They're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to do that. Now, some farmers may do that because they're trying to fatten the animal up before slaughter, but, you know, that's a whole other story, too.
Hey, Tony, thank you very much for everything that you covered. Could you really briefly, we're going to go ahead and put your address and all your other information on the site, too, but could you go ahead and give us your address and your contact information right now for the callers that are listening? And, ladies and gentlemen, our show is going to end shortly, but we're going to continue on. So if there's anything that you didn't get or if there's a little bit more information that you want to hear from Tony, just call back in or log back into the show later on and you'll get the rest of it. We're probably going to be on another probably 5-10 minutes. Right,
sure, you can reach me at Tony, that's T-O-N-Y, at designerfitness.net. Tony, T-O-N-Y, at designerfitness.net. Our website is www.designerfitness.net. But also you can call me directly at 1-877-753-0777. That's 1-877-753-0777.
All right. Well, anyway, our show is going to end shortly. However, our show isn't going to end because we're going to go ahead and keep talking for a few more minutes and get a little bit more information in. So tell us more, Tony.
Living freedom every day, bruh. You're not, your life stands for living in freedom every day, and that's what I try to get my clients to do. I really want people to get the most out of life that they possibly can. And anybody has any questions, just give me a call.
Roger that. That all sounds really good. And, again, I've been to your facility. Very nice place. Very
Thank
nice
you, bro.
Place. Very clean, very orderly, very professionally run. Your staff, you know, the ones that I've met, freaking awesome people. I really enjoy talking with them, and they're also very knowledgeable, which is a beautiful thing.
Thank you, man. We appreciate
it. Anyway, was there anything else that you wanted to hit on before we close?
Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter as well. You can go to Designer Fitness in Gainesville, Virginia. Like us on our Facebook page. We need more people to like us on Facebook. We post lots of myths on Facebook almost every day. A lot of people don't know that fluoride is illegal in 13 countries, and that will probably be our next show because I'm big against people putting chemicals in their body. So I want to talk to a lot of people about fluoride as well.
Okay. Well, every time we talk about something different, that's the next show. Sounds like we got several next shows to do.
We got a lot of shows to do, bro.
But that's fine. There was one other thing that I wanted to touch on. I'm trying to remember what it is because it slipped my mind that quickly. Just, you know, it's just, that was just a wealth of information. And I know that you barely scratched the scratch of the scratch with
mm-hmm.
what you actually did share with us today.
Mm-hmm.
So we may actually have to, not necessarily the next show, but at a later show, expound a little bit more on this, on glutens and all of that information, you know, because I'll be
Absolutely.
Honest. I did not know.
Absolutely, and I'm available. Hopefully you'll have me back on. Hopefully we'll get a lot of your listeners to have more questions, and we can pick this up as soon as next week. Whenever you tell me you want me on, I'm here.
Well, we'll get you in. We're trying to make this a regular thing. The other
sure.
thing, too, is that I know that now since you're using or that you're going to be starting to use Isaac, that should
mm-hmm.
be another way that you can start getting information out to those clients that want it, you know, just
Absolutely.
Create a group. And from creating that group, you could probably make it to where those that want to know more about this can do it, because you can create as many groups as you want. And that could be a phenomenal social media tool for you, plus that it has that call to action.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, you know, you're on the cutting edge of a lot of stuff, and you've got a lot of outstanding information to share. Anyway, I want to thank you for being on the show. Again, I'm sure I'm going to get some hits from this, and like I said, I will also add the other information where the studio is, also the times, websites, phone numbers, all of that stuff. That'll probably be up shortly after we close today. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I want to thank Mr. Lewis for dazzling us with his wealth of information. He told me not to call him the great Tony Lewis, but I guess I slipped. But,
no,
you know, such is life, ladies
possible.
And gentlemen. Anyway, thank you again for listening to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness and good spirits. And understand that if it's going to happen, it's up to you to make it happen. We have to get off our butts and do the things necessary so that we can live the life that we say we want to live by taking the actions that we need to take. Because if we don't do it, nobody else will do it with us. Thank you, everybody, and have a great and wonderful day. Take care.